Could the current Ebola outbreak expose cracks in global public health? Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you today from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. The Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is spreading rapidly, with hundreds of suspected cases and deaths reported, according to the World Health Organization. The outbreak involves the Bunyabujo strain of Ebola virus, which carries a fatality rate of 25 to 50% and currently has no approved vaccine or targeted antiviral therapy. WHO officials warn the true scale of the outbreak is likely far larger than confirmed numbers suggest. Delayed diagnosis, limited medical resources, regional conflict, and healthcare-associated transmission are complicating containment efforts. Ebola spreads through direct contact with infected blood or bodily fluids and becomes especially contagious during advanced illness and after death. Symptoms include fever, profound weakness, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, and multi-organ failure. For the United States, the CDC says overall public risk remains low, though travel advisories and entry restrictions are now in place for affected regions. The outbreak comes amid growing concern over weakened global public health infrastructure. The United States is withdrawing from the WHO, USAID global health programs have been sharply reduced, and several Obama-era international viral surveillance initiatives were discontinued. Public health experts warn these changes coincide with historically strained CDC resources and a diminished U.S. role in the global outbreak preparedness. In our next story, we learn in a press release from Eli Lilly about its investigational obesity drug, retatrutide, that produced up to 28.3% average weight loss over 80 weeks in the Phase 3 TRIUMPH-1 trial, among the largest reductions ever reported with a medication for obesity. The once-weekly injection targets GIP, GLP-1, and glucagon receptors. The study enrolled more than 2,300 adults with obesity or overweight plus at least one weight-related comorbidity, but without diabetes. Nearly half of the participants receiving the 12-milligram dose achieved at least 30% weight loss, while more than 65% no longer met criteria for obesity at 80 weeks. In a two-year extension study involving patients with severe obesity, average weight loss exceeded 30%, approaching outcomes historically associated with bariatric surgery. Researchers also reported improvement in cardiometabolic markers, including waist circumference, triglycerides, blood pressure, and inflammatory biomarkers. Gastrointestinal adverse events were common and dose-related, though treatment discontinuation rates remained relatively low. And finally, new Phase 3 data presented ahead of ASCO 2026 suggests the TROP2-directed antibody-drug conjugate, sacituzumab tirumotecan, combined with pembrolizumab, may challenge Keytruda monotherapy as first-line treatment for PD-L1 positive advanced non-small cell lung cancer. In the OptiTROP-Lung5 trial, the ADC immunotherapy combination reduced the risk of disease progression or death by 65% compared with pembrolizumab alone. Median progression-free survival was not yet reached after 10.5 months of follow-up versus 5.7 months with Keytruda monotherapy. Overall response rates were 70.2% with the combination, compared with 42% for the pembrolizumab alone group. Overall survival data remained immature, though investigators reported an early favorable trend for the combination arm. Grade 3 or higher adverse events were more common with the ADC regimen, particularly neutropenia, anemia, and stomatitis, but investigators described the overall safety profile as manageable. The findings represent the first randomized Phase 3 study showing a progression-free survival benefit for an ADC combined with pembrolizumab in frontline PD-L1 positive non-small cell lung cancer. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review in your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and ask, What's My Flash Briefing. Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.